Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Or on the web at montgomerymotorspeedway.org. Great stock car action Saturday night. Then the biggest races of the year on Sunday, September 11th. 200 laps, Southern Super Series, 75 lap, Modified of Mayhem Tour. 2-day tickets available. Camping allowed. Bring the whole family to witness this racing tradition. The Alabama 200, September 10th and 11th. Be there!
At Bach & DeVost Forestry and Wildlife Services, they provide assistance for a wide variety of land management activities. Timber sales, tree planting, herbicides, mapping, wildlife management, and their certified prescribed burn managers. Bach & DeVos is one of the first companies to use woodland mulching technology in Alabama. They've handled clearing projects from 10 to 1,200 acres and now operate high horsepower mulchers for your clearing needs. Call Bach & DeVos today at 269-2224 or find them on Facebook.
Deer season is around the corner, and there's no better time to join QDMA, the Quality Deer Management Association. QDMA is a nonprofit that promotes deer hunting and wildlife habitat. Membership is $35 a year. You receive 6 issues of Quality Whitetail Magazine, the first and only magazine to focus exclusively on whitetail herd and habitat management. And as a bonus, you'll receive a QDMA logo cap and a killer grunt call to bring that big buck in next season. Become a member of the greatest whitetail organization out there. Go to QDMA.com and join today.
If you're like a lot of people, your money runs out before the month does. If you need to make some extra cash to meet your household budget, call Buckmasters at 387-2621. If you'd like to talk about hunting and want to get paid for doing it, such as $8 to $15 per hour, then Buckmasters has the perfect job for you. Call Buckmasters at 387-2621. Full or part-time positions are available, and so is Blue Cross Blue Shield Insurance. Call Buckmasters and start making extra money the easy way. 387-2621.
Amidst grips, barrels, and stocks, entrenched within pins, bolts, and hammers, are stories of personal security, exercising a right, or just the joy of the hunt. For the peacemakers, the caretakers, the huntsman, or the hero, firearms, ammunition, and accessories to assist you in living your American dream are available at Capital Pawn Shop.
Montgomery Motor Speedway, you're on the right track for fun. Race fans, mark your calendar for the biggest racing event of the year, the Alabama 200, September 10th and 11th. Saturday, you'll see all local divisions race, plus qualifying for the Alabama 200 featuring the Big Bad Super Late Models of the Southern Super Series and the Modified of Mayhem Tour. Featuring the ground-pounding, high-horsepower, open-wheel modifieds, it's a weekend of the best racing in the Southeast. Some of the biggest names in racing have won the Alabama 200. You don't want to miss this weekend. For ticket information, call 262-6101. Or on the web at montgomerymotorspeedway.org. Great stock car action Saturday night. Then the biggest races of the year on Sunday, September 11th. 200 laps, Southern Super Series, 75 lap, Modified of Mayhem Tour. 2-day tickets available. Camping allowed. Bring the whole family to witness this racing tradition. The Alabama 200, September 10th and 11th. Be there!
All right, guys, gather around. Let me tell you something. Tonight, you're up against it. Yeah. It's going to be you against you. And who you going to be, huh? You going to be that guy who missed it? No. No, sir. You going to be that guy who had to turn in early because he had to go to work in the morning? No, you don't want to be that guy. Nobody wants to be that guy. That guy will never get to say, oh, I was there.
No, he won't.
That guy will never buy a round of Budweiser's for the whole bar. We love that guy.
Yeah, we do.
That guy is not the guy who strangers high-five on the street. Boy, you got to go out. You got to crack open some ice-cold buds and pass the love around. Because missing the greatest night of your life is just too much regret for any one man to carry. Why are you still sitting here? Great times are waiting. Grab some buds!
Please drink responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You ever think about investing in land? Real land, where trees grow tall and wildlife roams free. And you can take your youngins hunting and fishing and talk about life. With more than 75 years of combined experience, National Land Realty specializes in timber, agriculture, and hunting recreational properties. Whether you're selling or purchasing, National Land Realty will use the latest technology and techniques to help you make the best decision. Give Jerry Joe Ingram a call at 300-4273 and check out their website at nationallandrealty.com.
Welcome to the show, Mr. Excuse Man. How can I help you with your decorating dilemma?
Well, I'd love a beautifully decorated home, but my credit's a little iffy, and I'll never be able to get financed.
Au contraire, Mr. Excuse Man. You're talking to Ben, your friend in the furniture business from Badcock of Prattville. We're your home for no credit refused financing, so your credit excuse won't fly here.
Well, I bet the down payment's huge, and the monthly payments will probably bust my budget.
At Badcock of Prattville, you'll pay little to nothing down, and our new ultra-low monthly payments will fit into anyone's budget.
Well, I need more than just furniture, but I'm too busy to run all over town shopping for the best value.
We have it all. Cushy mattresses, sleek name-brand appliances and electronics. Heck, we even carry lawnmowers, grills, and outdoor patio furniture. So, Mr. Excuse Man, what do you think?
I think I have no more excuses. I'm headed to Badcock of Prattville, where no credit is refused and where I have an excuse-busting friend in the furniture business.
Welcome to the NFL.
The NFL all season long. Right here on Montgomery's sports leader, Sports Radio 740 WMSP Montgomery, a Cumulus station.
Where are the big fish? Where are the big bucks? The big gobblers, the quail, and whatever game life that's in season? Let's find out from the guys who know. Steve Long and Rob Newman on Cast and Blast on Sports Radio 740 and SportsRadio740.com.
Good morning, Montgomery. Good morning, Central Alabama and South Alabama. Thank you for listening to Cast and Blast Outdoors on this beautiful Saturday, opening day of dove season. Y'all please give us a call in the local area, 240-9230. You folks down south, y'all wake up and give us a call at 1-800-239-9544. Like to say a good morning to our good friends down there in south Montgomery County, Ed and Slade. Understand, they're down there. I hope they're doing a little work. They're just
absolutely
not up last night.
They're getting ready. 12 noon, baby. That's when the shotguns are going to, bam.
You think?
They're going to shoot. They're going to shoot.
Scary.
You know what's so cool about this time of year, Rob? I mean, we're right here on hunting season. We had the football season kick off last week, college football, Auburn, Alabama. Man, it is a great time of year. But on line one, we got a legend. He's a legend, I'm going to tell you right now, in the football community.
Who?
We got All-American, All-SEC center, Roger Schultz.
Oh, yeah.
Alabama man. What's up, Roger Schultz?
Hey, man, your number one fan that drives through Montgomery and listens to you every Saturday. Are you kidding me?
Absolutely. I mean, it's like it's a must on Saturday morning, isn't it, Roger?
It is. I could be doing show prep, but I'd rather listen to about dove season.
Well, you know, Roger, here we, Rob and I, we've got the face for radio, and Killer does too. But here you are. You're a celebrity statewide. You got your Tide and Tigers coming on, I believe at what, 10 or 11 o'clock this morning?
10 o'clock on WSFA, if people want to watch it in Montgomery and South Alabama.
Nice.
That's right. I mean, you got the Auburn side, you got the Alabama side. Tell us who's on the show with you.
Well, Rick Carley is the host, and then Tommy T.J. Jackson, who played defensive tackle at Auburn, is my counterpart on the show. So he is, and so he's a defensive lineman, and I'm offensive lineman, so it always makes for good TV. But
hey,
we also have faces for radio, but somehow we ended up on TV.
Hey, Roger, what if you and Mr. Jackson were to line up, go toe-to-toe? Who's gonna win the battle?
Oh, I know that.
Well, in my mind, I think I would, but since I'm about 15 years older than you.
Oh, don't pull that card.
Well, I just can't help it. I would pull or hurt something trying to do something that I normally, you know, you get too old. I fight with words now.
Yeah. So does Steve. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the only thing I can do. It's sad, but it's true.
Yeah. Well, that's good. You're still being competitive.
Oh, I tell you what, Roger, you're staying busy. This is your time of the year. This is our time of the year, hunting and fishing, college football. Hey, on Sundays, you got In the Trenches going again.
Yep. Our 15th year, believe it or not, doing In the Trenches. And it's just kind of, you know, wrap up of Saturday's college football action. The show kind of drives itself. I'm just the mediator there trying to, you know, steer it on the, keep it on the road. And it's been fun. It's been, and I used to do it with Stan White, but Stan has expanded his family, and I think he plays a lot of travel ball on Sundays with his kids. So he steps in every once in a while, but he used to be the co-host. So I have a wide variety of Auburn people that sit in every I need to get your buddy Will Herring on the show. That's who I need.
Oh, Will would be a good one. That's right.
Rob would love to hit him up.
Absolutely. We'll have to get you two hooked up. Hey, Roger, last weekend was the opening weekend. You know, Auburn hung tough with Clemson. It shocked me. I thought Clemson was going to score 40 points. All they scored is 19. And then, of course, Alabama, you know, the first quarter they didn't have a point on the board. And by the end of the night, it was 52 points. Give us your recap on those two games.
Well, obviously, I think the Auburn, I think it's Auburn's pride all of us. Defense gave them opportunity to win. You think they're going to be good because they've got Gus Malzahn, the offensive guru, genius, psycho, whatever, but they couldn't do anything. And how they're rotating quarterback, well, I don't know what they're doing. I mean, you know, five guys took snaps. I'm surprised Alex Kozan, the guard, didn't get a snap. But, you know, it may give a lineman's dream. I mean, you're giving everybody else a dream to play quarterback in college, including Cox. He probably never thought he'd ever play quarterback in his life running the Notre Dame box. But, no, I think hopefully Malzahn's learned a lot from that. But the defense gave him opportunity to win the game. And I think that's got Auburn fans excited. I think Kevin Steele, and he was a little motivated for the game. You know, he was fired at Clemson. You know, he ended up going to Alabama, and then he ended up and now he's at Auburn. So he was definitely motivated by that. So
yeah, it was good. Now, give us a Bama recap.
Our Bama recap is, hey, man, all this freshman quarterbacks look good, and it's always good to have a freshman because everybody goes, oh, you know, start a freshman quarterback, it could be bad. I said, yeah, most places it probably could be because you don't have supporting role around you. Well, you got probably one of the best defenses in the country. You got one of the best receiving corps in the country. I mean, you can hand a ball to one of these running backs, and they'll get it done. You got a big offensive line that's pretty good, not a whole lot of experience, but still pretty good, and as they learn. So it's easy to be a freshman quarterback with all those things going. And just Alabama being Alabama, man, it was pretty impressive what they did to USC.
Hey, all right, well, that sounds good. Give us a recap of the what do you think is going to happen on – not a recap, but what's going to happen today? What you think?
I'll tell you, I think Western Kentucky is going to be tougher than you think. They you know, they got Jeff Brohm as the coach there. He's the offensive-minded guy. You know, part of me wants to say that he'll keep it under the line. I don't know. I think the line was 28, or I don't know what the line is, but I thought they would keep it closer than what it is. But then I get to thinking about it, and Alabama's going to make a lot of improvements. Those quarterbacks now went against live bullets, and so they'll be better prepared. They know that I think Jalen Hurts is going to be the starting quarterback, so there's not a lot of question mark who's going to start. So I think that all lends itself to just Alabama just taking care of business. But it'll be more competitive game than the USC game. I'll just say that.
Roger, how about this? That all the games are going to be played today. What is your number one upset that you're kind of predicting to happen?
The number one upset today, and it's interesting because this, you know, last week was such a great week. So many top 25 teams playing each other. Zero top 25 matchups today, so. And I think it always lends, you know, because it's like a sandwich week for Bama. You know, the teams that had high expectations won game one. Teams lost in the first week, so. I don't know. I don't know if it's an upset if Arkansas beats TCU, but I like Arkansas in the TCU game because a lot of people are like down on Arkansas just because how they played against Louisiana Tech. But I just think Arkansas will can really pound on TCU. So
I'm just glad you didn't say Arkansas State and Auburn. That was a great answer.
No, I mean, Auburn take care of business. I think Malzahn's kind of learned his lesson a little bit, at least
we hope.
Staying. He learned his lesson. Of course, actions speak louder than words and we'll find that out today.
Mm-hmm. Well, Roger, man, as always, we appreciate you calling on Saturday morning, especially this time of the year. Good luck with the TV show, Tide and Tigers, and, of course, In the Trenches on Sunday. And call us next Saturday and let us know a good upset when you hear one.
Hey, well, I'll pay attention. You know, now that I know that's what you're looking for, I'll give you one.
That's right.
Absolutely, Roger. Hey, man, appreciate it, buddy.
Yes, sir. War
All right,
Eagle.
Guys, y'all take care. We'll
oh,
see you.
Man.
Roll Tide.
There you go. Roll Tide. Let's go Roll to Tide. Line 2 and talk to also another celebrity this week on the Feinbaum Show. I mean, he was blowing up. Rusty, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Good morning. What's going on?
Man, I tell
Working.
You what, we're talking a little Working dove hard. Hunting, a little football. But I heard you, man. I heard you this week on Feinbaum, and what a great call. You put those three fellas in their place, man.
Yeah, you did.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.